It's Bueller's Day Off on Team 1010 KXPS. It's good to have you here. Hope you're enjoying your Wednesday afternoon. I'm Julie Bueller. He's Jeff the Dome.
I'm here.
There it is. Big Ben producer man on the other side of the glass. And we've got our buddy, Jeff Dean, director of sales and instruction at Ascena Golf Club, for our weekly Dean's List.
I couldn't put the spitballs down long enough to stay out of detention to make it. But these guys made this week's Dean's List. Your latest golf news with the director of instruction at Ascena Golf Club in Palm Springs, Jeff Dean.
With all the commencement addresses going on.
I feel like I should stand up or something.
Salute.
Salute.
Please hand over heart. He's Jeff Dean. He's the director of sales and instruction at Ascena Golf Club. Jeff, good to have you in studio,
good to
buddy.
See you. Well, I'm glad to be here. God, it's never a dull moment.
No.
Never.
Never.
Not with us.
No.
Sometimes you have your co-host drinking Frito-Lay's corn chips from
that
a coffee
have happened.
Mug. Sometimes you have a lot of things going on, so it's always good
we
to have you.
We can derail at a moment's notice.
That's like, why people watch on Ustream, though, so they can witness all the craziness behind the scene every day. But you guys have Restaurant Week going on with Ascena. And you're also giving away some pretty cool things. You've got your Ascena Club Summer Card.
We've been giving away the Summer Card for a couple weeks now, but we are also in today's contest giving away complimentary appetizers.
I love the fact Dean comes to our show every week bearing gifts. He never comes empty-handed.
Nope, I love that about you.
My mother said if you're ever going to go visit, never go empty-handed.
There you go, and you never do. So today, your Dean's List trivia question. The first three people to message Ascena Golf on Facebook will receive one free summer card and two complimentary appetizers in the Ascena Lounge and Grill.
So yes.
Your question, sir.
Don't delay. Answer the question
quickly. Yeah, there's only three of them, so you got to get in
there
quick.
That's right. It's a kind of a tricky question. You have to do a little research on this one. But in honor of the Memorial Golf Tournament held in Dublin, Ohio this week, Jack Nicklaus is honoring two individuals today, one in golf and one outside of golf. What famous golfer is Jack Nicklaus honoring today?
So find out the famous golfer being honored by Jack Nicklaus today at the memorial.
Yes. Look it up. Google it. Do what you can. But there is a famous golfer we all know of. I'll give you a little hint. He's a little older, but don't tell him that. But his name is out there.
So get it in there.
In cyberspace. Find it and let us know.
Get it to Ascena Golf on Facebook. The first three listeners to answer today's Dean's List question correctly by messaging the answer to Facebook receives one free Ascena Club summer card and two appetizers in the Ascena Lounge and Grill. And I love this because the Ascena Club summer card gives you a free round of golf.
Say that again fast.
Yeah, I've done that. Sometimes I'm driving home.
It's tough.
True story. I'm driving home after you come on, and all I do is Ascena Club summer card, Ascena Club summer card, Ascena Club summer card.
It's a tongue twister.
It is. But it includes a free round of golf at Ascena.
Yes, it does. You get a summer card, which gives you a free round of golf, and then through the summer till the end of September, the most you'll pay is $25. Most likely less than that.
That's a great rate to play that course.
It's an amazing place. Our golf course is in great shape. So you got to come play.
That's right. And it's just conveniently located near the Palm Springs Airport, just off Vistachino and Gene Autry.
And three lucky folks are going to win today.
Go to Facebook, find Ascena on Facebook. And one more time, that question is, if you know who Jack Nicklaus is honoring, the famous golfer, what is his name? Drop that on Facebook.
At the Memorial Tournament this week.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about your Dean's List this week.
Let's do that.
Mr.
Got some
Dean.
Good stuff on there. I'm just looking at it.
I got a ton, but we don't have, you know, I don't have my own show, so hey.
Not yes. yet.
Yes,
not
well,
yet.
Not yet. Well,
you play your cards right, though. We might know some people.
Hey, well, there we go.
Let's talk about the Senior PGA Championship.
Yes, say no more. Koki Adoki.
Love that name.
I mean, come on, really. The guy is lucky that he's not an American because he'd have been teased his whole life. But I'm sure it's actually a very prestigious name in Japanese. And, hey, he won. First time in America.
That's what is remarkable is Koki Adoki winning for the first time on the senior tour in America. Quite an impressive victory. What do you think was the key to his victory?
Well, he hit fairways, greens, and made the most putts. he was steady. You know, he had nothing to lose. I think he was just kind of in his own game. He had a familiar friend, or I believe maybe even his wife, on his bag, and they were playing, and it was just golf, and they played really solid. Whereas Jay Haas and Kenny Perry seemingly carried the weight of the world on their shoulders, and you could see they were falling apart midway through the. Well, Jay never really played well, but Kenny was kind of faltering around the 13th hole. Their putting strokes got tight. Their timing was off. It just felt like they choked. Well, frankly, they did.
It happens.
Yeah.
Well, and I see the next item on your Dean's list is putting strokes. So let's talk about that. Whether you're a professional or playing on Sundays for a couple of bucks, I mean, putting is such a key to having a successful round.
Well, no question. I always say, if you're not punting, you're not winning.
Mm-hmm.
And I can admit to that personally.
I can too.
Yeah. So one of the key things that I see is an instructor and even pros. When your golf stroke goes off, it's usually about grip pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And the tighter you hold it, the worse your stroke gets. So my advice to you, especially out here in the desert, if you've been playing a little bit and it's a little windy as well, when you might be blown off and you're not quite stable over the ball, or early in the morning in the winter where your hands are cold, you really have to concentrate on a light grip pressure and your stroke will free up.
Mm-hmm.
Try that sometime. Light pressure and your stroke get smooth.
Well, and I want to ask you too about the length of the swing. I know sometimes when I get off, I go way too far back, and I try to really slow. I don't need to take such a big backswing with the putter. Can you talk about that? Because I think that can be an issue.
Well, timing and tempo is key in golf, mm-hmm. especially in putting. You want to have a shorter backstroke and an accelerated forward move. One key moment that I knew that Jay Haas was done last week. Jay Haas is a phenomenal putter, but you could see him decelerate on a number of his putts that he missed, and normally he's accelerating through and filling the hole up. So you absolutely have to have a timed putt where you're accelerating through, and essentially you're being aggressive. Regardless of the speed of the greens, you always have to accelerate through. And if you're not doing that, you're missing putts.
He's Jeff Dean, the Director of Sales and Instruction at Ascena Golf Club, here for our weekly Dean's List. How important, now we know putting is very important. Why do you think some people are just naturals at it, though, Jeff?
Well, a lot of natural putters don't get into the whole, you know, mechanics and physics of it. They see the hole and they hit it in the hole.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, believe it or not, and I think all golfers go through this to a certain extent, I was a great putter as a kid because, again, you see the hole, you hit it, and it either goes in or it doesn't. So there's not a lot of thought process. You line it up and you hit it. Professionals on tour, they have taken that kid-like approach and applied it into a format. So no matter what they do, their routine is the same. Even though it's created or it's manufactured as professionals, they do it in a way that keeps them fresh, keeps them intuitive. Much like a kid.
And their ability. Some people just have that feel on a green. You know, like you said, it doesn't matter the speed, the break, no matter what. They just are able to always be relaxed. I golf with a couple of guys, Jeff. They are just always relaxed. You talk about grip pressure. You talk about all these essential things. They are just very good at repeating that stroke. And I think
Absolutely.
If you can get that, that's, I mean, you're going to be a successful putter.
It's about finding it and keeping it
yeah.
and never letting your mind get away from it. Practice is always a good thing. Stay out of your head
mm-hmm.
and try not to beat yourself up when the putts don't go in.
Is there one drill that you could tell us that people can try at, you know, when they're on the putting green getting warming up that you've had success with?
Absolutely. I'm a firm believer in releasing the putter, which means that you're not holding your hands incredibly stiff. So if you're a right-handed putter or the left-handed, it's your bottom hand, putt with one hand and
okay.
allow the putter to just stroke it back and forth, feel the putter release. It's just kind of a loose, whippy feeling with
mm-hmm.
the putter in your right hand if you're a right-handed golfer, and then go ahead and place both hands and see how your hands free up. Ultimately, it goes back to my first statement about light pressure. Allow your shoulders to stroke and then allow the putter to flow in your hands.
I also find it interesting, and he's Jeff Dean, the Director of Sales and Instruction at Ascena Golf Club, here with our weekly Dean's List. I find it interesting, too, that when you're talking about a Tiger Woods and how his putting has really improved, it doesn't seem to matter what the weather looks like for him, and he's going to be pretty solid with his putting. We've had some really windy conditions, and you even pointed that out. You said that's going to make you tense up and tighten up.
Mm-hmm.
Your brain may not – you might be pretty laid back in your brain, but with that wind, those gusts coming, you might tense up. So it's important to recognize those exterior forces on you. It might not be a pressure putt, but because of the wind, that's an exterior force. You got to pay attention.
Oh, it's very difficult in weather. I would rather putt in rain than I would in wind. because it can deal with rain. You have to have typically a wider stance. And if it's wintertime and it's blowing, it's cold, your hands are tough. So, you know, yes, weather definitely affects your putting stroke. My old saying is, when it's breezy, swing it easy. But when it's windy and it's putting, same thing, light grip pressure and let it flow. And expect to shoot maybe a couple strokes higher.
Well, another thing I notice on the practice green are people practicing 40, 50-yard putts. And while I get the fact you might want to get a feel for the lag or how the greens are rolling, do you recommend, you know, shorter warm-up putts, those 10-footers and in, to really get yourself into the hole?
I recommend three types of putting. I recommend the long bomber 50 feet across the green.
I love those.
I recommend 20 feet, and I recommend 3 feet and circle the hole. Get 20 balls and circle it so you'll understand the general progression and how the putt breaks around a hole. 20-foot putts, however, are ideal for amateurs. If you miss a green, they're not going to be most likely closer than 20 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Practice the 20-footers. Get really good at those, whether you're a pro or whether you're an amateur. The 20-foot putt is key.
How often do you make those bombs, 50-footers? How often does that happen?
I don't think as often as you do. I heard you have quite a reputation.
I bragged about
making
you.
Long putts.
Like on purpose?
We're in that tournament together. You mailed that couple big putts. I just bragged about you.
That's like my one claim to fame, is that I can drain those bombs, buddy.
Three footers?
Forget it. It's awful. It's terrible.
I get it.
It was in the twilight, too. It was getting dark out there. And because we're like, let's get this over with. Walked up, nailed it, and we walked off.
Done.
Well, it's about expectation. But maybe next time you should close your eyes on the 3-foot putt.
I probably should. I should probably close my eyes every time I swing, because it gets a little ugly sometimes. But let's talk quickly about Tiger at Memorial this weekend. What do you expect to see?
I expect to see him play and continue his stellar golf. He's definitely on a roll. His ability to hit the golf ball right now, well, he's got great ability, but his performance is off the charts, in my opinion. Whether you like him or you hate him, I think his game is really solid. His putting is there. Greens are fast at Memorial. He's getting himself ready for Marion. He just played it yesterday. So I think this is a total tune-up for Marion.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he'll have a good showing.
All right. He is Jeff Dean, the Director of Sales and Instruction at Ascena Golf Club. Don't forget, the first three listeners to answer the Dean's List question correctly by messaging the answer to the Ascena Club Facebook page will be the winner of a free summer card and two complimentary appetizers in the Ascena Lounge and Grill. So find Ascena Golf on Facebook, correctly answer their question, which is, in this week's Memorial Golf Tournament held in Dublin, Ohio, Jack Nicklaus is honoring two individuals. One of the honorees is a famous golfer. Who is that? Find that answer, post it on the Ascena Club, Ascena Golf Facebook page, and you can be the winner of a free summer card and two complimentary appetizers, because Jeff Dean comes prepared. He comes bearing gifts, and we appreciate that, sir.
You are welcome anytime.
We always love to see him in studio. He is Jeff Dean for your weekly Dean's List. It's Bueller's Day Off, Team 1010, KXPS.